Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. This week, we continue our visit to Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary, a vegan refuge for rescued farm animals located in Poolsville, Maryland, USA.
Animals that come here, they come here from a lot of different places, but mostly if they're either being abused or if they're found abandoned. And really, the laws don't protect farm animals, so we only get the animals that have come from situations that are really, really awful, like starvation cases where the animals have not been fed by the owners and some of them have already died.
Poplar Springs Sanctuary provides a welcoming refuge for farm animals who have been abandoned, neglected, destined for slaughter, or are otherwise enduring lives of suffering or cruelty. Their stories are as unique as the personalities of each of the 200 or so lucky individuals who call Poplar Springs Sanctuary home. Often traumatized on arrival, the newcomers may undergo a period of rehabilitation, receiving special medical care and treatment before they are well enough to be introduced to the other animals and the normal routines of the sanctuary. Our Girl Scout visitors took a special interest in the new arrivals, two young piglets named Julio and Lita. Sanctuary volunteer Amy Keener tells the story of how the piglets came to find their way to Poplar Spring.
I know there's piglets in there that are new, named Julio and Lita, and they just came about 2 weeks ago, and they came from a situation where I believe at a high school they were having some sort of pep rally, and they spray painted things on the sides of them and ran them through this pep rally, and I'm sure it was terrifying for them, you know, being loud and a bunch of, you know, teenagers around laughing and everything.
Once an animal arrives at Poplar Spring, they are guaranteed a home for life. They are given the very best of care to ensure their lives are as comfortable and enjoyable as possible. Elderly animals in particular are given special attention with medical treatment for arthritis, mobility problems, and other age-related ailments. All of the animals at Poplar Spring are tended to with the utmost love and respect and lavished with individual care and attention. Supreme Master Television asked the sanctuary's co-director, Dave Huroff, how the animals fared in the colder weather.
Oh yeah, they come in every night. Every night they come in here and burrow down in their sleeping area, and then they you know.
Do we, like, over the winter, this will be warm enough, or do we need to have, like, more heat?
No, it's best not to heat barns for animals, because then their body gets accustomed to the heat, and when they go out in the cold, they do get cold. So it's best to let their bodies adjust to the temperature, and that way they're never that cold. And if they do get cold, they can come in and burrow into the bedding here, and they can snuggle up next to another pig to warm up, and they do that very often. But we rarely see them shivering. And the same thing goes with the cows. You know, they grow, pigs and cows and the other animals here grow winter coats, so they grow thicker coats.
Yeah.
And so it helps them keep warm. But the pigs have a different situation in that their fat layer, they have extra fat that helps them keep warm.
With their gentle, peaceful, and stately nature, cows are iconic on any farm animal sanctuary, Poplar Spring included. After arriving at the sanctuary from traumatic or distressing situations, the cows, much like many of the other animals, quickly improve in health and temperament as they become accustomed to the freedom of the open sky, the green fields, and the nurturing care and loving environment.
Nellie is just a little over a year old. She, along with three other baby cows, were purchased by a family. They would have been slaughtered as veal calves and had all been taken from their dairy cow mother since birth. Nellie was the only survivor among the four calves, who may have died from weak immune systems since they lacked vital nourishment from their mother's milk. Nellie was brought to Poplar Spring when her human family moved. Being alone all her life, Nellie wasn't sure about hanging out with the adult cows and ran in circles when they came to welcome her. But after only a few hours, thanks to the motherly affection of cows Charlotte and Heidi and their licking to tell her this is a good place to be, Nellie settled down. Her new cow family is now teaching her how to live the life of a happy cow in the open pastures of the sanctuary.
Having completed their farmyard duties, our Girl Scout visitors had a special treat in store for some of the Poplar Spring residents. The girls had thoughtfully saved all of their pumpkins from Halloween. They brought them to the farm and delivered them to their animal friends. Needless to say, the pigs were very happy to enjoy this special Halloween surprise. When we return, we will meet more of the happy Poplar Spring residents and hear about the sanctuary's very special way of celebrating Thanksgiving. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. We are at Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary, enjoying a day with a group of young Girl Scout volunteers as they make friends with the amiable animals and learn about life at the sanctuary.
Edward the Peacock is from the sanctuary's diverse and handsome animal residence. He was rescued several years ago from neglect. While many peacocks displayed their grandeur in the spring, Edward simply had too much love to limit himself to one season. Here, he shows off his brilliant feathers to Angie the guinea hen, who he's especially in love with. How come she's not looking? Ed wonders.
Another favorite with the visitors to Poplar Spring Sanctuary is the happy, freedom-loving chickens. Many of the chickens at the sanctuary have had former lives as battery hens, crammed in tiny wire cages with other thousands of chickens on egg-laying factory farms. They never see the light of day, nor experience the freedom of having room to make a nest and rear their young. The lucky ones are rescued by animal welfare groups, or in some other blessed twists of fate, find their way to sanctuaries like Poplar Spring.
This beauty is Snooky. Snooky was born with a deformed foot on an egg-laying farm. Because she was at risk of getting killed because of her foot, Snooky was brought to Poplar Spring. She now happily enjoys life with Lyle the rooster. At night, Lyle sleeps next to her on a perch in the barn, on the side of her bad foot. He seems to know that this helps prop her up so she doesn't slide off the perch.
This tiny hen arrived at the sanctuary in a closed plastic bag. Her human family decided to find her a better home after her chicken companion passed away. She is sweet and friendly and likes to be held and sits on people's laps. She has many clucky companions now at Poplar Spring, other tiny chickens who were rescued from Hurricane Katrina.
Now this precious one obviously is not a chicken, but he was born last spring near the chicken barn. Before him, four other fawns were born inside the fenced yard that surrounds the house and barn. The wild deer seem to know this is a safe place to raise their babies.
Poplar Spring Sanctuary hosts a number of fun events throughout the year, seeking to spread the message of compassion and humane treatment for farm animals and raising funds to provide for the animals' care. The sanctuary relies entirely on kind donations from the public to fund its operations that cost almost $350,000 yearly. All donations go directly towards providing feed and care for the animals. Let's hear from Terry about the sanctuary's unique and special way of celebrating a Thanksgiving. A true day of Thanksgiving for the animals, where the turkeys are the guests of honor.
Next weekend, we're having our Thanksgiving with the turkey. And we always have every year, this is our 12th year of doing it, we have a big potluck, vegan potluck. Everybody brings a dish, and we have about 600 people that usually come. And the turkeys, instead of being on the table, they're our special guests of honor. We have 6 rescued turkeys. They get a table full of breadcrumbs and chopped fruit and pumpkin pies. and we put the tables down on the ground, and they actually get on top of the table. So that's a really fun event that we have. And it's fun to watch the turkeys and the chickens get up on the tables, too.
It's time now to meet the gracious goats of Poplar Spring Sanctuary. The resident goats have a tame and gentle nature that quickly endears them to the sanctuary's visitors. They don't mind being pet and love to be hand-fed.
Lenny is a 2-year-old alpine goat. He was rescued from a goat cheese farm where he was about to be sold for goat meat, since he's a boy and boys can't make milk. Today, he's the king of the hay bales.
Now this is Heidi. She was one of the few survivors on her farm when their caregiver left and abandoned without any food or water. When she was discovered, she was so weak she couldn't even stand. But after arriving at Poplar Spring, she recuperated back to health and fully enjoyed the new life, grazing on grass and relaxing in the barn with her best friend Camille, another fellow rescued goat.
Our Girl Scout volunteers had more questions for Terry before they ended their day at the farm with a vegan lunch at long-awaited meeting with the horses. The girls were curious about whether the animals at the farm have babies.
Ah, another good question. All the boys get neutered as soon as they come in. If they haven't been already. A lot of times the farmers have done it already because when they raise them for meat, they usually do neuter the boys. But if they haven't, absolutely, because we don't want to have any baby animals. Can you guys think of why we wouldn't let the animals just breed? Yeah.
Because then they could become overpopulated and there wouldn't be enough space to take in the animals that actually need.
Exactly. We have to save room for the ones that need a home. And we get all our funding here, all the money to take care of the animals comes just from people giving donations. We don't have any support from the state or the county or anything, so it's really expensive to take care of these guys, so we have to be careful not to take too many animals in and certainly not to be creating more of them. So yeah, they don't have any babies here. Sometimes they come in as babies, like the little piglets and little Malcolm the goat, which is fun because we love baby animals, but we'd love to have more babies, but you know, it just wouldn't be right.
We offer our deep gratitude to Terry, Dave, and all the cherished staff who have created this haven of hope for these beautiful animals. Surely your big-hearted endeavors will continue to inspire many others towards compassion for all beings. With love and hugs, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $10,000 to further its noble work. Visit animalsanctuary.org to learn more about Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary and its adorable animal residents. Virtuous viewers, that brings us to the end of our visit to Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary. It was a pleasure having you with us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your day be wonderful, joy-filled, and loving.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/veg.